You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is Bustin' Loose Baseball with Grant and Danny. Interviews, analytics, and analysis on everything baseball in the nation's capital.
Let's allow the people to hear our interview now with Robert Hassel. Caught up with him with Danny Ruye, Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan out in Bowie ahead of his two-hit performance. Of course, he was one of the centerpieces of the Juan Soto deal. Here was that conversation. It's going to be a big weekend here in Bowie. Tomorrow night, 90s night, fanny pack giveaways to the first 750 fans. Very 1990s here. Danny and I have already got our hands on some fanny packs. A guy who has very little file on the 90s.
Zero file in the 90s. It was before him.
He was born in 2001.
God, that's annoying.
21 years old. He turns 22 later this baseball season. Robert Hassel was one of the players the Nats got back in the Juan Soto deal from the San Diego Padres, joins us now. So when you hear the 90s, does it feel the same to you as like hearing the 70s? Is it just all really old and not
you
important
can say.
To you?
Kind of, man.
Yeah.
To be honest, yes, just because I don't, you know, obviously don't remember anything.
So what about the idea of this thing? So you wear this, are you familiar with the fanny pack?
Yeah.
You wear this in front of you so that you don't have to put things in your pockets. Is that a style you could get behind?
Yes.
Hey, it's guy.
Yeah, people do it, obviously, but I still think it's a little like different and cool. I just like anything a little different and cool. Cool design on it, so.
I think that it plays. Have you noticed any particularly cool promotions or night like themes or giveaways this minor league season that have stood out to you?
To be honest, I couldn't really pick one, but I do any night when it's like that. Just as a player, I notice the crowds love it. There's always good crowds on those promotional nights. We usually get a cool little jersey to wear. So, I mean, I like it. I think all of them are cool. Anything we can do to celebrate, you know, anything.
How's your year going to this point? How do you feel about it? What are you liking, not liking? Go into it.
I think it's been good so far. I just like winning ball games, and as long as we can do that, of course, I've been hitting at the top of the lineup, so you know, I can really get things going for the team. I think I've liked how I've been seeing a lot of pitches. I do, especially at the start of the game. You know, getting that going, getting the guys in the dugout some eyes on the pitcher and what he's throwing for certain games, and that's on the offensive side. Defense, I've felt good all year up to this point, and obviously we've added some dudes to the team, and pitching looks good, so it's been fun. Yeah.
Our guest is 21 years old, as I mentioned, a left-handed hitting outfielder, was the eighth pick in the 2020 draft, getting on base at a .366 clip. He's got one of the highest walk rates, not only in the Nats organization, but in all of minor league baseball. So you started the year, West Palm, had some extra time trying to get healthy and rehab. Then you went to Fredericksburg, got to see you play there a bunch. You played, I think, 15 games, and it's been 24 games now at Double A. So you're kind of back where you would have been, maybe, if not for the injury and some of the things that you were trying to overcome. Maybe you'd be in Triple A right now. Mm-hmm. But are you 100%, like, feel all the way back, and do you now feel like this is no longer about getting back to where you were, but actually improving and adding and kind of picking back up where you were?
Exactly. That's exactly right. I feel 100%, and that was the main thing. Even in Fredericksburg, just getting back into the flow of the game, and like it's hard to emulate playing nine innings, especially 6 days a week or whatever, which I want to do. And taking some time off with the injury for the first time really in my whole life really showed me that. I mean, the game's hard. Playing the game every day is hard. So got back in the flow of it, and you know, I'm here now, and like you said, just picking back up and proving on everything I need to get to the big leagues. That's my main focus.
What have they told you? In other words, they give you marching orders going, hey, we want you, you mentioned hitting the top of the order, taking a bunch of pitches, right, mm-hmm. seeing the ball a little mm-hmm. bit better, or you know, maybe pitches per bat. You got a mandate like that from the organization? Hey, we want you to work on this, or is it just go play, kid, and we'll check in?
No, not necessarily. But I've kind of taken that upon myself. Like, look, if that's where I'm going to be in yeah. the order, and I've always kind of been at the top of the order. But so I'm kind of used to taking the pitches and being a leadoff guy and doing my job. But that's all I'm really trying to do. Just do my job and that. Not necessarily anything from the org on that, but definitely looking to hit the ball harder. I feel like I'm doing that this year when the ball's in play. I feel like I'm hitting the ball harder, just more consistently. That's what I'm working on.
You were drafted in the top 10. You were killing the ball in the Padres system, playing a futures game, like on the fast track. And then you go through something that none of us can relate to. Mm-hmm. Your name's on every TV show, mm-hmm. and you're traded for Juan Soto, who is a beloved all-time athlete in DC sports. Mm-hmm. What was that like? I mean, your life in some ways kind of gets turned upside down, and now you've been picturing yourself in one ballpark and one jersey forever. It's cross country and it's a whole different ball game. What's this been like?
Yeah, it's different. It's taught me a couple things. Like, it's how much relationships help with your buddies, with your friends, coaches, and stuff. Because coming over to a new place where I know nobody, you know, I knew Darren Baker from the futures game, and then. You know, and that's the same with everybody that gets traded. They go into a new clubhouse. It's just really taking the time to meet everybody and, you know, put a face to a name, and that makes it a lot easier. And then also just knowing, like, it's the main thing that it's taught me is it's the same game. It really is. I mean, so seeing all the stuff on the social media and stuff, you can get overwhelmed and –
What do you mean by that? Just like the ranking?
Well, no. Just like with the trade. Like everybody's hyped up. Hey, can't wait for you. This. It's easy to be like, okay, let's go. Like, let's, and then press on yourself a little bit too much. And then when I came over to Wilmington at first, that's what I was doing. I was pressing. Like, look, man, let's let it. Like,
I got to show them I'm worth Soto.
Six run home run.
You know, I got to show them, you know, and just doing a bit too much and, you know, settling down and knowing who I am and playing my game, I feel like is going to give me the best chance. So, you know. Continue doing that now, and that was then. I'm here now, so I know everybody. Great clubhouse, great coaching staff. So it's been a fun ride so far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Robert Hassel with us here live in person. We're at Bowie Bay Sox Stadium. Grant Daniel, 106.7 The Fan. Just to expound on that. You should probably be in like a sociology class somewhere, getting ready for a regional at this point. But here you are, you know, playing professional baseball, you know, a couple phone calls away from the show. But to add to that Juan Soto pressure, there's an inextricable link there, mm-hmm. right? It's hard enough to make the big leagues. It's hard enough to continue your own baseball journey without any kind of comparison or anything else. How have you been able to separate that and kind of just focus on you being the best Robert Hassel possible, which is still pretty damn good?
Yeah. Obviously, like... It's the same. I just try to put myself in other players' shoes. Like, look, there's multiple other guys. James Wood being one of them that's on the team now. It's in the same shoes as me. Like, we just got to continue to be professionals about it. And at the end of the day, we're playing a game, man. And performance does matter. And there's people that are counting on you and fans that come and want to see you do good. But I think, like you said, I mean, you got to be you. I'll let Juan Soto do his thing. I know he's a great player. Bell is in that trade too. Great player. All these guys that came over here. I mean, we all got talent. So, as long as we do our thing, man, we're gonna help this. I really do believe we're gonna help this org a lot.
And it's already happening, right? Yeah. Mackenzie Gore punched out 11 in 7 innings this weekend.
Abrams
hit another bomb yesterday. He's on pace for 20 plus home runs.
Yeah,
we're seeing it.
It's awesome, man.
The team's competing for sure. We saw James Wood just a few minutes ago down here.
Mm-hmm.
Really small. small guy.
In person, shorter than you think. You know, you know what I mean?
It's amazing guys that small can be good at baseball.
It's crazy. It's crazy. There was a – last week they had a first baseman that was 6'8", I think, and Wood got on first base, and I was like, man – I would hate to be the first base coach. Right
what
there.
Game is this?
Yeah. I'm backing off. You know, I'm standing off to the side, making me look way too small.
6'6", change, maybe 6'7", James Wood, the smaller guy in that tandem. Yeah. So you've been playing center field almost every day here in AA.
Right.
Obviously, that's a position you've played traditionally. Mm-hmm. Wood could play center. Elijah Green's in the system now. Mm-hmm. In Fredericksburg, they were moving you around more, it felt like, mm-hmm. left, right, center.
Yeah.
What is the plan at this point, or is it just, hey, get as many reps in center as you can? Because since James has come up, they've put him, it seems like, in a corner.
Yeah. Looks like center, right? You know, and for me, obviously, whichever one. I mean, I feel like I can cover a bunch of ground wherever, and balls are hit everywhere. So, but for me, it doesn't really matter. I do have a lot more games in center than anywhere else, but hearing the idea of playing right and or left, whichever one works for the team, man, it's exciting to me.
How about the possibility? I just mentioned two other guys. So Elijah goes top five.
Yeah.
And he's in Fredericksburg trying – you were just with him, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get the swing worked out. There's a lot on his plate right now. Probably going through some of the same things you were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But with James Wood, there's not a team in baseball that has three outfield prospects with the potential that you guys have. We dream on it as fans all the time. What's that like for you to think about down the road?
Yeah. Yeah, being a baseball fan, it's obviously really exciting. And amongst the other guys that we got too, it's like, wow, you really have so many guys. And that's just outfielders, and then you go to the infielders and catcher. It's like it's pitchers. It's crazy, man. So as a whole, it's looking really good.
Something I'm curious about: as you get older, guys get stronger. You know, time in the weight room, just time out there getting bigger, etc. What's the balance there, still being a predator drone out in center field going to run everything down versus hulking up a little bit and hitting some more tanks? Like, how do you balance that?
Just making – for me, it's just like the reps and knowing myself. So, like, if my speed is still – the amount of times I actually do sprints and stuff, and I've gained weight as last year, 8 to 10 pounds since last year. So
have you really?
Yeah. So – and
but not like
we have too.
And I want, and obviously want to keep building more and more. But I see myself run, and I still feel good. And I'm like, okay, you know, I can definitely still got
interesting
more weight to gain.
His wasn't drive-throughs and not working.
Not
out.
Like
it's
we
a
did.
Different kind
different
of weight.
Different than we did it.
We're about to find out actually how much weight Danny gained at dinner last night.
It's a
little game we play because we went out as a show, the four of us,
yesterday.
I'm gonna just tell you really quick what we ate. Not impressive or anything. Just four of us. Ribs, potatoes, short rib, chicken and waffles, mac and cheese, lobster mac and cheese, grits, soda and tea, fried green tomatoes, 8 biscuits, skillet of cornbread, deviled eggs, Llewellyn's fine fried chicken, deep fried Oreos, and banana pudding.
Oh, my.
So it was pretty good.
That is a meal right there.
Like, that's a party platter for 10, 12.
That might have, you guys, they should have catered that for the ball club today.
Oh, man.
That might have fed the team.
That would have, yeah.
What's your
eat a lot, but.
Do you have a go-to pre- or post-game meal or anything like that you find yourself habitually doing?
Here during the year, as long as I like pre- post-game, we have a lot of rice or something, like definitely like a lot of carbs. And I eat a lot of protein throughout the day. Even like when my snacks, I just like protein a lot. So those carbs for me, main thing. If I could have a go-to, Chipotle. I guarantee you there's 100 dudes on the field that could.
What's your Chipotle go-to order, your number one?
Really, really, really simple.
Yep.
I might, you know, there might be hate given for this one, but literally rice.
Brown or white?
I'll do white rice.
Okay.
Either half chicken, half steak, or I'll go double chicken. And then, like, queso and pico, and that's it.
I can respect
and
this.
Then I'll shake it in the
and
box
shake it real
a
good.
Lot, and obviously. And
so
then,
you don't want the tortilla? Let it hug you, the tortilla.
No. Just in a bowl, and that's it. And I'll scarf it down real quick, and I might get two of them. And
two of them?
Gets two.
I might.
God,
depends.
To have a metabolism.
It obviously depends on the situation, but yeah.
If you do two, would you do double meat in both, or would it be half?
Probably not. It'd probably go lighter on the second one for sure.
Do you pay for guacamole?
I'm not a huge guac guy. Like, I love it when I have it. I don't think I would order it and I really don't order it a bunch, but I love queso, man. I'll get a queso all day.
Attaboy. Yeah. Robert Hassel, who's on his way to the big leagues. Hopefully we'll see him by the end of the summer getting a chance to make his debut with the Nationals. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate
it. Great to meet you,
Thank you, guys.
Thanks to Robert Hassel for joining us, and thanks to you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast. We're giving you at least two pods every single week. The podcast will be available for you when you wake up on Tuesday and on Friday. We generally post on Monday and on Thursday nights. Toby, it was fun. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Got to get down and check out the Fred Nats soon.
Big thanks to producer Darris Dameron. I'm Grant saying so long. Enjoy Nats baseball.